Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lohse.
John.
And we're having a good conversation, really are, with Matt Castillo, who is the, you know, Matt, we haven't given out a phone number. I apologize about that. What's a good phone number for somebody who wants to get in touch with you?
The best number would be
631-462-0573. 631-462-0573. Yeah. And for anybody listening, you can just call 311 and get that number also. If you don't have a pen, call 311 during the week, and this way you can talk to Matt. Matt, I want to talk about two things. I know it's a little bit late because it's already commenced, but every year you do the 90-day challenge.
Yeah.
And then I want to talk about the background there in the actual studio, which looks tremendous. Let's start with the challenge, though, the purpose of it, what people do. And even now, if somebody was to join, they could still get involved in the challenge. You know, yeah. They'd be a little bit late, but they'll get, you know.
It says better late than never. So the 90-day challenge is a fitness challenge. And in 90 days, we give you guys pretty much a guide of what proper foods to eat, how to actually shop in a supermarket, because that's like a skill in of itself. And then, you know, we put you on a training regimen for those 90 days and we start taking periodic photos of your body and we track people's weights. Again, the photos can be just for you, but you periodically take them so that you can gauge yourself and your progress throughout a journey, because during the first, I think the first break, I think Otto was talking about goals. Right. And we set those goals and we made it very short term in the 90-day window, 13 weeks. That's it. And in that time, we take those photos and we can start to see ourselves change in a short amount of time. Imagine what we do when we invest in ourselves long term. Right. That's why we put money in a savings account long term. We put stuff money in a CD because we want to see a return on our investment. But what if the investment was ourselves, our health? Our wellness. Training with us is investing in you. So we do this 90 day to really, really get excited about a short-term goal. And we do it as a group. So we get that wonderful group mentality, because it's hard to stay disciplined when it's new to you. But so then we add the motivation on top of it by making it a challenge.
I want to jump in here and say that while Matt is talking about the 90-day challenge, by no means is he talking about starvation, because on top of everything else Matt does, he's a phenomenal cook. And he has brought food over to us, and he actually takes requests now from me. But it's the truth. Like, John, would you be interested if I tried to make? I say, but, and there's an example. He's not just living on, you know, a piece of white chicken and a glass of water. They're flavorful meals, and they run the gamut. So you're not sacrificing. You're right. You're setting up yourself. You're setting up goals, and your analogy in reference to finances is so significant, because you're putting away money for tomorrow. You know, there has to be a balance. You need some to go shopping today or go to the movies or whatever you're going to be doing, but tomorrow is still coming. And that woman you spoke to earlier, nobody knows when that dark day is going to come, and she survived it very well because she planned. She didn't know she was planning for that. You know, by putting yourself in shape today, you're planning for a better tomorrow, but you're not looking forward to a heart attack or any sort of a situation that debilitates you. And then it's very difficult to turn around and say, guess what? Because of my diet, because of my workout regimen, et cetera, I was able to withstand it. And I'm here today to talk about it, which is interesting.
And I'm actually would like to just add to what you said, because it's not about starvation. And the craziest thing is, you know, people always think that if I eat less, I will lose the weight. That's just, and there is some truth to that, but it is how you eat a little less. I have students that are starting to lose more weight because I've told them to eat more. And that is an alien concept to a lot of people. Your body is an efficient machine. So if you constantly fuel your body properly about every 3 hours, your body is constantly burning that nutrition. Your body is an efficient machine that if you engorge and then don't eat for a long period of time, your body says, hold on, buddy. I don't know when the next meal is coming in. So the next thing that you put into your system, I'm going to save and store as fat, which is our long-term energy reserves. So you have to start training yourself to start eating smaller portions more frequently throughout the day, and you will actually start to see your body burning calories throughout the day. Little tip, start your morning with an ice cold glass of water. Some, I know we like to go for coffee. I'm a coffee enthusiast, so I'm never downplaying the value of coffee, but your body cannot digest cold water. It has to be heated up through your body. So when you start your day with ice cold water, your metabolism has to heat up that water before it starts to go through your system. So you're already starting before you even eat. So you have that glass of water and then you go about your morning routine, and guess what? You've already kickstarted your metabolism. It's almost like auto start on your car.
That's interesting, because I always heard have a glass of warm water because it's not going to do anything to you technically. It's just
it's not going to do anything. You're right. But if you have cold water, it's going to do something in terms of burning the starting up your metabolism and starting to burn calories.
Very interesting.
Interesting.
And, you know, going back years ago, just from a sharing perspective, I am not the 3 hour eater. I mean, I was much heavier than I am now, but many times my first meal of the day was dinner. I didn't have breakfast. I might have had coffee. I didn't have lunch. And then when I came home, of course, dinner was maybe a 3 hour ordeal. I mean, I just kept eating and eating and eating, but it was a one, you know, once and done, which, you know, and I know well before today's show that the importance of doing it in pieces from that, you know, eat every couple of hours and keep it going. The ice water, I didn't understand. That's interesting. It really is.
It's difficult to break out of your routine to start eating. You know, I teach my classes back to back, and it becomes, I have to schedule when I can eat in my day, because it's so easy to get lost in work and focus and having family time and doing all those things that can distract us from the me time, that self-care time that, you know, when we start the 90-day challenge, we put 3 hour alarms in our phone. It just says snack, eat. And it's just a little constant reminder to just, hey, take a step back, slow down and fuel your body. Just like you take care of your car, you know, you get oil changes and all that stuff. Putting this food in your body in a routine time, like I said, we're an efficient machine. We have to put the oil in. We got to put the right foods in at the right time, or the machine doesn't run the right way.
And there's nothing wrong with taking food with you. You know, Matt and Britt have stayed with us when they were in between houses and different times, but, you know, he'll prepare the food and take it to work. He's not running around when he's hungry trying to find and then winding up with ice cream or going across the street to get a hero sandwich. What you want on a given day, you know, you'll make it the night before or make it for the week. I mean, sometimes you can make certain things and have it for a couple of days. You get salad and stuff in the beginning of the week. And you're controlling yourself, because, you know, at 11:30 to 12 o'clock when I'm going to have the opportunity to eat, it's already set. I'm not trying to figure out what am I going to do, and then on the run, just grab a piece of pizza. Not that I'm saying pizza's bad, but everything is appropriate when it's appropriate, I suppose.
Of course, pizza's my go-to food, so I will never shy away from, you know, a good slice here and there, but everything in moderation, of course. You're talking about food for the week, and you know, some people say that's difficult, but what do you call leftovers? So all you're doing is making glorified leftovers that have never been touched. So all I'm doing is I'm cooking in bulk and setting up my leftovers before I even had the meal. And they're ready to go. It's efficient. It's faster than fast food. And I know what I'm putting in my body.
John, you mentioned a few minutes ago about only eating one meal for 3 hours at night. And that's a hard lesson for people to get. My father taught me at an early age that he thought breakfast was the most important meal of the day. That was after he had a problem with his stomach and he had to have surgery. My point being, I preach to my grandchildren, whoever will listen, my children, that you should eat breakfast, yet they don't eat breakfast because they think they're going to lose weight by skipping breakfast and going right to lunch, or they don't want to take the time to eat breakfast. I don't know how you get that point across. That seems to be a tough one. I hear a lot of people say, I don't eat breakfast. Well, that means you ate the last time, maybe 7 o'clock the night before, and your stomach and your body is going through 15, 18 hours without food. It doesn't make sense.
Otto, it's in the name, and it's just that we change the pronunciation. It's right. We pronounce it breakfast, but it's break fast. When we sleep, your body is actually in a fasting state because for the however long you're sleeping, 6, 7, 8 hours, you're not doing any intake. The first thing we do is we should have that water and then break the fast to start the metabolism over again so that we can lose the weight. If we understand the definition of where the word came from, it becomes a much easier pill to swallow. And, you know, this is part of what I do in teaching. It's not just punching and kicking. It's the education to become, an overall better, healthier individual.
That's one thing that's very important that you just said, Matt, which I don't think people appreciate in general, talking about schools like yours. It's not just going there to learn how to kick or box or do any of those things. It's the total package of wellness is what you specifically are putting forth. So it's your diet, it's your mental state, it's your physical state, it's the package. Because honestly, I suppose, and you would know this better than me, you can't have somebody who's in perfect physical shape if their head's a disaster. And if they're eating garbage all the time, they might walk in and look good, but if their main meal consists of Tootsie Rolls, it doesn't, you know, at the end of the day, you're not in good shape. Or if they hate everything about life in general, they might be a wonderful physical specimen, but they're dying inside. That doesn't do anybody any good either. It's the package, and which is a very, very most interesting thing that I've learned by talking with Matt over the years, is his school is the package. It's not trying to make me the highest jumper, the best kicker, the best whatever. It's making me the best person I can be, mentally, spiritually, physically. You put the package together, and that's ultimately the way I perceive what Matt School is trying to come across with. Unfortunately, we got to go for another break. It's amazing how quick the breaks come when we're having such a good time. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.